The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Roline.
Hello. Well, I can tell you that I'm owned by a cat.
I'm a cat person.
While Woody Inn may not have as many dogs as Tel Aviv, we certainly have a growing population of canine friends. I am the slave of a cat. What can I say?
Yeah. Same here, Roline. That's my early morning wake-up call from half past 4 to 6 o'clock, any time in between.
Just, I just thought there were stray cats in Israel. I didn't know anybody petted a cat in Israel. But in any event, Roline, talk to us about that sad story about the Israelis on the Ethiopian flight.
Well, what we do have now is confirmation of the names of the two Israelis that were tragically killed in the Ethiopian Airlines crash near Addis Ababa as it took off en route to Nairobi, Kenya on Monday. And they are Shimon Re'em, 55 years old, a father of five from Zichron Yaakov, and Avraham Matzliach, 49 years old, a father of two from Ma'ale Adumim. He leaves behind his wife and two twin daughters who are currently serving in the RDF. And horrendously sad. We do know also that there are teams from Zaka, from South Africa, and from Israel who are on the ground in Ethiopia hoping to identify the remains of those tragically killed and bring them home to Israel so that they can have a dignified burial in accordance with the Jewish tradition. And we hope that their memories are blessed, and our thoughts and our continued prayers and hearts are with their families and loved ones.
Amen. And a follow-up to the story, Roline, is that the IAA are not saying if they're grounding the 737-8 MAX. I think I've been wrongly reporting that the plane is not welcome, but that's not the case.
Well, it is quite controversial at the moment because most countries who have bought fleets of the 737-8 MAX have grounded these fleets, except for the United States, and Israel is not commenting whether or not they have grounded theirs. But most countries are grounding theirs because last year, October, Lion Air from Indonesia also had a plane crash involving a 737-8 MAX, killing all 189 on board. And for many, it's too coincidental that these two plane crashes are with the same kind of plane. The Boeing have said that it's not their planes, but they are putting mechanisms in place to increase the safety of these planes. And we also know that the two black boxes from the ill-fated Air Ethiopia plane has been sent for examination to find out why the plane crashed just 6 minutes after takeoff.
Well, I hope we get to the bottom of that and that a bit more, I guess, sanity and comfort for those traveling by air comes back, because at the moment it feels like many people are on edge and that the whole industry is just holding its breath waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm definitely one of them.
I'm also one of them. I mean, I'm flying next month, and I have to confess to checking my ticket to see what kind of plane I'm flying. Exactly. It is very, very frightening.
Exactly. Snap. Talked about this headline today about the IDF exposing a Hezbollah cell in Syria.
Well, if you are on Twitter the early hours of this morning, and by early hours I mean about 6:30, which is when I am woken by my cat, of who I am a slave to, you would have seen news that the IDF have released news that they have exposed a cell of Hezbollah terrorists, which has been established in a border village on the Syrian Golan Heights. They gathered in valuable intel, and they know that in recent months this cell has been established. And if you've been following the situation in the north, you'll also know that in December we launched Operation Northern Shield to destroy incoming tunnels from Lebanon into Israel to either kidnap or kill Israeli citizens. So what we do know is that this small group were operating against Israel from Syrian soil, that the aim of the cell was to try and spark some kind of conflict, even if it was small scale. And Hezbollah is Iranian-backed. They are an Iranian-backed proxy. And what we've seen in I'd say the last year or so, is that Iran trying to continuously gain a foothold into Syria so that they can spark some kind of confrontation with the state of Israel. And it's quite extraordinary, you know, if you've following the story on Twitter, a lot of questions being posed at Syrian dictator Bashar Assad. Like, doesn't he know there are terror cells right underneath his nose? But then it is Bashar Assad. Sure. The IDF have vowed that they are going to do everything in their power to prevent Hezbollah and the like from gaining any kind of territory or gaining any kind of ground, and they will do their absolute utmost to protect Israel and her citizens.
Raline, on another issue, Netanyahu's comments about the nation state seems to have evoked one hell of a response. I mean, you've put here down one of the topics. A UAE minister calls the remarks repugnant. Times of Israel Today reporting on the fact that Erdogan and Netanyahu are also descending into one of their regular war of words. What is going on?
Well, first of all, can we just say to Prime Minister Erdogan, hello, pot. Because you know, he should yes. He should take a long, good, hard look at himself before he points any fingers. Having said that, the Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments have caused offence to many of us Israelis. You know, last year we discussed the controversy, the brouhaha around the nation state bill, which says that, you know, Israel, while being the nation state of the homeland, kind of denigrates the Druze community, the Arabic language, almost to or downgrades them, and most of us took offence to that. You know, we don't have a problem with a nation state for the Jewish people, with Hebrew, the language, the lunar calendar being the calendar we follow, and it being the nation state for the Jewish people, because just like any other people, we also deserve a nation state. However, most of us felt that the language in the bill could be changed to accommodate Israel's minorities more effectively. So basically what has been happening, and even Wonder Woman, guys, even Wonder Woman weighed in on this, is that the other day Prime Minister Netanyahu said that Israel is the nation state of Jews alone. And this came shortly after he spoke about ties with the Arab world warming up significantly. So he got a right royal verbal smackdown from Wonder Woman, who stood up for fellow model and actress, I forget her name. I know it's Rotem something or the other. Sorry, Rotem, I forget your name for a second. Send me the hate mail, people. But she stood up for Rotem and said, you know, it's love thy neighbor as yourself. And the UAE, or United Arab Emirates, Minister of State and Foreign Affairs has slammed Prime Minister Netanyahu. And he says it's not he finds the comments repugnant and racist. And he says, and he warns, that they provide vindication sought by extremists, and the road to peace is further undermined by this shameful approach. So very, very strong words by UAE Minister Anwar Gargash indeed.
Are these sorts of pronouncements working in Netanyahu's favor, or are they working against him in terms of the polls prior to the elections? What's the effect, really?
Well, great question. You know, Netanyahu is slipping in the polls. Most Israelis are of the opinion that he's long past his sell-by date. A lot of us are very concerned with the trajectory that the government is currently going in. We don't like it. We don't like statements of this sort. But there's always the perennial question: do we have somebody strong enough to take over from Bibi? And will Benny Gantz, who is the leader of Kahol Levan, or the Blue and White Party, who seems to be the favorite to give Netanyahu and Likud a run for its money, will he be somebody that can hold the portfolio of prime minister effectively? You know, he's not politically experienced, but he has commanded the IDF. He has been the chief of staff. And many say that although he is not politically experienced, he is certainly a man of dignity, dignity and rationale. And, you know, it's, for me, it's going to be the most, electrifying election that we are seeing in a long time. There could be significant upsets.
Rolene, thank you. As always, I love talking to you. Time has gone 5:30 and we need to go.
Speak to you same time tomorrow, guys.
Look forward to that.